Today we celebrate one of those feasts which I consider very important and also is very dear to my heart. We celebrate the feast of the great father of the church and doctor of the church, Saint Athanasius of Alexandria in Egypt. He was the secretary of the famed patriarch of Alexandria, Saint Alexander of Alexandria. Some suggest also that he may have been his nephew or a close relative. Nevertheless, he was his secretary, and he was the one who prevailed upon Saint Alexander and upon the Holy Father, the Pope, to persecute the heretic Arius. And Arius was the beginner, in a sense, of one of the greatest, great not in the sense of good, but big heresies of the church, which in some places still afflicts the church. Arius decided that in the scriptures it said somehow or other. He took things out of context, and that's what most heretics do. That basically said that Jesus Christ was not the Son of God. He denied the divinity of Christ. Of course, in so doing, he denied also the Trinity. And of course, no one who denies the Trinity can be considered even a Christian. Not that that's much in a sense, because if one is not in the fullness of the church, then that is a very, very big problem, which could cause eternal damnation. And so, denying the Trinity, one is no longer part and parcel of the mystical body of Christ, which is the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. He also, in that case, denied the divinity of the Holy Spirit, and he also denied the divine maternity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So there were many things. Everything hangs one upon the other. The Holy Catholic faith is like a Gothic cathedral where every single piece of stone holds up the others. And if one stone is removed, then it all collapses, as we saw in the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris, which of course is almost now in the final stages of its completion, of its restoration. But all everything depends on everything else. And the same thing with us. We depend on one another. And when one is missing, then something is really, truly missing. And the devil is always trying to bring about lack of unity and lack of charity among the members of the church. And of course, this is also what our Lord and what St. Paul is attributing in the epistle of today's Mass. St. Alexander and then St. Athanasius had to suffer these things. After St. Alexander died, St. Athanasius was made patriarch of Alexandria. And of the years that he was patriarch from, he went with him to the council, the first ecumenical council, the Council of Nicaea, in the year 325. And then he lived and ruled until about the year 380 or so. And of those years, he spent about 37 years fleeing for his life in exile. And we know this because among the many friends that helped him, and always God sends someone, was the great desert father, St. Anthony of the Desert, St. Anthony the Great, who wrote his biography. So he had intimate knowledge of everything that he was going through. Arius was condemned, and nevertheless, many, many people were affected by this horrible evil. Many clergy, too, in particular the clergy, and many bishops. And so much so that we just recently celebrated the feast of the young prince, St. Hermenegild from Spain, who was martyred by his own father, the king, and refused the crown because he was a Catholic and the father was an Arian. And that's 200, 300 years down the line. And many Protestants are truly Arians in the very sense of the word, denying the divinity of Christ and using adoptionism, which is a form of that heresy, saying basically that Jesus was the adopted Son of God, as if he weren't really the Son of God, which is nonsense and preposterous. And so Saint Athanasius fought for the good fight of the faith all the days of his life, and he, when he could, returned to his diocese and set as many things right, and then he had to flee again because there was so much tumult in the church and in the world. Very similar to today, except we have not yet begun to flee. As Pope Benedict said, you have not yet shed your blood for Christ. So we have not yet shed our blood for Christ, but it may happen within our own lifetimes. And so today we honor this great teacher, a great champion of the faith. He is buried in the church of St. Zachary or Zachariah in Venice, where they have a most interesting tomb for him, because his relics are beneath or above the relics of the father of St. John the Baptist, St. Zachary. And so you can see both of their, you see their skeletons, you don't see, they're not incorrupt. I mean, St. Zachary from the 1st century, St. Athanasius from the 4th century. And they're not incorrupt, but you can see them in a side altar of this magnificent church in Venice. And so we pray to him and to all the heroes of the faith that we may be faithful to Christ. It is not easy to be faithful to Christ. It is not easy to do penance for Christ. It is not easy to follow Christ with the cross on our shoulder. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.